You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Jared Morris, and this is episode number 1365. Let's get to it with today's topic, how to be happy at Bigwig, not.
This episode is brought to you by podbot.ai.
It's been a few months since I received the Bigwig, and it's safe to say she's well served. Ready to go out of the box, the Ragley Bigwig carries angles, steel, and real strength specs that will get you out of a lot of trouble as soon as you get there. National Bigwig Day was a fun part, with over 1 million people donating $1. I'm looking forward to finding her extremities and getting comfortable on the Bigwig. Pete and I will be running the Ragley Bigwig in the coming months to see if it lives up to the hype. As soon as you start to push, the Bigwig's long reach and the wet fork ensure safety and stability even at high speeds. Things are interesting because the Bigwig seems more than capable of handling one to the point where it has a little more finesse to see you flying this time around. I'm going to walk on one leg and say Bigwig rekindled my love of hardtails and put them up the rankings as a pick and test bike to be behind the wheel any day. Now that the bicycle is free, it becomes clear that the man who entangled the turf warriors and kept the cowherds happy with good food has a few to pass the time with. The cowslip rabbits refuse to help and get angry when a fiver asks them to release Bigwig. Despite repeated warnings, the fiver is not safe and Bigwig falls into the trap. Bigwig tells the other cats about the injured bird wings and how the bird came to this place on Earth and stopped tracking how much water there was on land. The others are impressed and incredulous, but Bigwig is sure the bird is not lying. Hazel wants Kahar to find a deer so she can travel with the rabbits. Bigwig comes up with the idea of finding a warrior in such a way that Kahar feels like she did when she encounters him. It's unlikely she'll be happy about it, but Hazel and Bigwig ask her anyway. When Bluebell and the Pimpernel wake up from their holly, they see the big rabbit and ask if it saw the name Hazel in the Bigwig attack. The object returned by Pi Bigwig, opened, is the same as when opening the Bigwig Bigby file. Once the file is opened, it must be determined whether the specified Bigwig file object points to the file. If you convert a WIG file into a Bigwig file and you are limited to one data track in your input file, you can create a separate WIG file for each data track. Paste the URL of the custom Bigwig track entry into the form and construct a track line pointing to your Bigwig files. Remove all existing tracks and browser lines from your WIG file if it does not contain any data. For example, you can create a custom Bigwig track with an existing Bigwig file on the UCSC HTTP server. For example, you can also create your own Bigwig files from an existing WIGL file. You can specify whether you can use PyBigwig Remote to access remote files. There is also a Python extension written in C for quick access to BigBed files that can be accessed after creating the Bigwig file, and that works from your working directory or the PyBigwig source code directory. The only catch is that if you have access to a web server, you have to publish the results of the file and upload the entire file to UCSC so that the browser can view the data in the file on your web server and fetch the required parts. The Bigwig file contains not only interval values, but also associations, sum values, sum squares, minimum values, maximum values, and a number of bases to cover the large containers of different sizes. WIGL, Bigwig, and Bigby are files that use zero-based semi-open coordinates and extensions. The directory is a web URL directory, and the file system directory is where the Bigwig is stored. Bigwig files can be created as WIGL or WIG files with the WIG to Bigwig program. Bigwig files are created as bedgraph files using the UCSC program bedgraph to Bigwig. The transfer of a Bigwig file is much faster in rendering performance than normal WIGL files, especially when working with large data sets. The above example provides you with a URL hub called eFactor, which combines a configuration file and a Bigwig file with dependent values based on the URL. To facilitate the generation of Bigwig files, Homer includes a program name that automates the steps to visualize string-specific data. Homer will create a Bigwig file and run the conversion program for you. If you do not have access to a web-accessible server and need to offer hosting space for your Bigwig files, see the hosting section in TrackHub help documentation. Since version 0.3.5, PyBigwig is able to read and
write any Bigwig file without an entry. When you open a file that has already been written, all you have to do is give it a header where you can add entries. The ability to create overlays of tracks from multiple Bigwig files that can be viewed in the same room using transparent colors is useful for large datasets and for many different experiments. In the first example, it encodes a regulation track that shows H3K4Me1/3 data for multiple cell types simultaneously.
Episode 1365 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Jared Morris. Adios.
Podbot.ai